You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Following the latest moves in the UK to impose a sugar tax on milk-based products, it's got us wondering, do you really know what's in some of the drinks that we're all consuming? Well, to chat about this now, I'm joined by dietitian and physiologist Orla Walsh. You're very welcome to the show, Orla. So there already is this fizzy drinks tax in the UK, but they have decided now to extend it to other milk-based products. What sort of products are they targeting, Orla, and what do they say is the motivation for this?
They're targeting the likes of lattes, so milk-based drinks that you can buy in shops that are quite heavily sweetened. And they're just trying to make sure that they're capturing all the drinks that they didn't include before. It is important that they are allowing for naturally occurring sugars. So they're not taxing based on the sugar that naturally occurs in milk. So that's called lactose, and they're actually having a lactose allowance. So they're not including those, but they will be targeting the likes of milk alternatives like the soya milks or the milks made from nuts or grains.
And what do they say is the reason? Why extend it? Is it because of the sugar content in these drinks that perhaps so many of us are unaware of?
Yeah, and I think that there might be a health halo upon some of them as well. So, for example, they might be marketed as protein drinks or have additional protein in them, and people will be buying them for that reason without knowing that there is actually considerable amount of sugar added to them. So I guess it's just to make sure that everything is caught under the sugar tax and that reformulation is fair and across all drinks being sold, not just the obvious drinks like fizzy drinks.
Do you think people are aware when they're ordering, let's say, those, you know, Christmas eggnog lattes in the next couple of weeks and some of the big coffee store retailers, or they're buying, you know, a yogurt, high protein yogurt drink in the shops? Are they aware of the sugar content at all?
I believe a lot of people are, and they're choosing to do it anyway. I suppose the issues when it comes to these foods or these drinks is that it could be more correlation than causation, like who is buying them. So if people are typically buying these drinks, they might be typically buying other things that have less nutritional value, such as, for example, sweets and jellies. So I guess it is targeting one piece of the puzzle, but what they're suggesting is that it's going to have this big impact on obesity rates, and they're trying to do whatever they can to help reduce obesity rates. But in truth, it's a much more complex thing than that. And is it going to have any meaningful benefit? It will be hard to assess that. It's unlikely to do any harm, but is it going to do as much good as they are suggesting it is? Probably not.
What about all those other things that we consume? And I'm thinking, you know, tomato sauce, I'm thinking chutneys and relishes, I'm thinking sweet chili sauce, all of that stuff that we put on our food and probably don't think twice about. That also is a high sugar content and they're not taxed.
Yeah, and I think that some of these foods might appear having low sugar labels on them, but because they'll have less than 5 grams per 100 grams. But really, it can add up across the day if you don't have an element of awareness of what you're putting on your food. Some things are a bit more obvious. So, for example, people can go over their sugar quota for the day or their recommended daily allowance by having a breakfast cereal and a fruit juice. But the other things that add up across the day, you would need to lean into it a little bit for a little while to assess how much sugar you're actually taking in yourself to really notice it. But these things and these condiments, for example, it's not just the sugar in them, it's the salt. And when it comes to research, the salt is more damaging for our health than the sugar is. And, you know, the evidence is very clear on that, that salt leads to more diet-related deaths than sugar does. So I suppose from my point of view, I wish that there was more focus on other things that we're consuming too much of, rather than this heavy focus that's going on years and years on sugar itself, when our consumption is a little bit high, but it's not double the intake like salt can be.
Okay. Is there any benefit though in these liquid calories?
We can use them after sports and there's benefits there, or during sports. But dentists hate them for sure. It's not just dietitians. And generally speaking, because when we're taking in calories through liquids, the satiety or the satiating factor is a lot less. So it's easy to overconsume in terms of calories per day when we are consuming liquid calories. So if someone does have issues with weight maintenance, we would encourage people to recognize this. And also, I suppose something like the sugar tax will potentially increase the use of artificial sweeteners. And we know that although they're a lesser evil, they're not a great part and something we would be encouraging people to increase within their diet either. And they still have physiological effects on the human body. So I guess it comes down to the simple message of, I'd prefer you drinking water or unsweetened coffee and tea, that we don't really want people consuming these sweetened drinks at all.
All right, Orla Walsh, dietitian, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.